Hey, what's going on, everybody? Long time no here. This is that passport guy. Yeah, I know it's been probably like a week since I've put up a last episode, but you know, been trying to catch up on certain things, so I took a sabbatical on both the passport and the postal guy. So I'm back. So I hope you've been watching. Hope you've been listening to the podcast and the episodes that I've had. So, you know, hope you took into what I've said and everything. I wanted to touch base on something before I get into what I want to get into. I spoke with an old friend of mine, and the old friend was like, they reached out to me and they asked me, why am I doing this podcast, you know, if it's so simple to, you know, just fill out, you know, to, you know, to fill out and do a pod, you know, to fill out and do a passport on your own. And, you know, it's easier said than done. If people only knew the questions that I get from other customers and stuff like that, like other appointments, like the questions that I get is like, oh man, it's so many, you know, so many that I felt the need to do the podcast because some people just don't know how to fill out the application, let alone all the other passport applications. There's, you know, steps into doing stuff. You just don't go in and fill out a passport. Everybody has a situation, and I try to accommodate all situations so everybody could get their passport smoothly, and you know, there won't be no drama. So yeah, so it's easy for some but not easy for all. So that's why I'm here, and I'm just hoping that people listen to the podcast, you know, and just take heed into my information and just take notes down, because they're, to me, to be, you know, being honest, it's worth it. So you do what you want, you could either listen or you don't, you know, but I'm trying to make it, you know, I'm trying to take a step off of you and try to help. So, all right. So with that said, let's get to what we're going to be talking about, which is contacting passport services. Now, there's two ways to do it. Now, you got online where it's, you could contact them at travel.state.gov. It's for general information on travel, foreign visa, and entry requirements, passport forms, where to apply, and much more. So if you want to go the online route, you can try travel.state.gov. I keep saying skate, I don't know. So travel.state.gov. Another, to check the status of a pending application, you go to travel.state.gov/passport/get/status, and you check it there. With that, I don't know if they're going to ask for your, they're going to either ask for your social security number, your date of birth, or your name, or two out of three, or maybe all three of them. But be prepared to have all three in handy when you go online to check your status of the application that you recently submitted. So for email inquiries on status checks, you could go to travel.state.gov/passport/about/MPIC. So from email inquiries on status checks, you do that. Now for general email inquiries, you got travel.state.gov/passport/about/MPIC. So again, that's for general email inquiries. So if you didn't get it, rewind the podcast and write down what I've said. So now we get to the second part, which is by phone. So if you want to reach somebody, you could go and give the National Passport Information Center, also known as NPIC, at 1-877-487-2778. Again, that's 1-877-487-2778. So use that number and call them. Follow the instructions there. Or if you don't have a touchtone, then you stay on the line and the representative will be with you shortly. And here's another one. NCIP. Well, customer service representatives. It's not that one. It's actually, I'm telling you the hours. The hours are from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Fridays, excluding federal holidays. Again, they are available. That 877 number, if you want to reach a live person, they are available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Times. So go, you know, any other time, go according to your time zone. So automated appointment system. If you are leaving within 14 days and wish to apply in person at the passport agency, you will need to make an appointment. Access to the appointment system is available 24/7 by calling the NPIC toll-free number. So, if you're leaving real soon and it's an emergency and you need your passport right then and there, you could go to, there's two places, don't know the exact address, but one is in downtown Manhattan, which is on Hudson Street, I believe 250 Hudson, I could be mistaken, but it's on Hudson Street, and another one is over in Connecticut. Don't know exactly where in Connecticut, but if you give the 877 number a call, they will surely help you out in to getting you into an appointment with one of those places. Now remember, that's for if you've in, you know, doing rush services or anything like that, if you need your passport right away. So automated general information. An automated service with recorded general passport information is also available 24/7. So if you do call that number, you know, and if you call probably after hours, they will have something, you know, just follow the instructions. So me, I would advise to do the 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You want to speak to a live person. You don't want to speak to a robot. So just my opinion, you know. So again, this is, information on contacting passport services and also to try and get you your passport right then and there if you need your passport right away. So the same rules apply, you know, your birth certificate, your old passport, or if you're newbie, original birth certificate, your license, and also they're probably going to ask for the travel information, meaning they need the tickets, you know, plane tickets or itinerary, you know, one of those things, you know, the flight information, you know, bring that with you, you know, so, you know, they could do the process right then and there. It doesn't take long. It costs more, but you'll get your passport same day. So that'll be an option. But on that note, this is the end of this episode of That Passport Guy. So I will be coming to you next week. My apologies, you know, but we'll be going back to our regularly scheduled program next week. And, you know, and we'll be talking more about passports. Probably be I'll probably get into filling out another form and how to fill out another form. Yes, there are other forms. So if I didn't touch those subjects, that I will. But on that note, you know, again, it's not like my favorite word. On that note, I'm out. That passport guy, it's a wrap. I shall see ya next week. Till then, ya take care, take notes. See you then. Peace.